podcast with Dan and Scott. Hottest golf podcast, whether you like it or not. First one back in the day when that's a put at the park. 7 p.m. special where they played after dark. From the birdies to the focus to the losses and the win. Welcome podcast, patron to the show. Lead the pen, get busy golfing or get busy dying. Hottest golf podcast and I swear I ain't lying. Yeah. Leave the pen.
Podcast patrons, Leave the Pin Podcast is super stoked to have Gashouse Golf as their official clothing sponsor for the podcast. Go to gashousegolf.com, find them on all forms of social media at Gashouse Golf. Gashouse makes affordable, eye-catching, one-of-a-kind polos that help you stand out from the crowd. Why spend $75, $100, or even more on polos that make you look like everybody else when you can get one at an affordable price from Gashouse Golf? Hit the ball a mile and look damn good doing it. Welcome back, podcast patrons, to another episode of Leave the Pin Podcast. And on today's episode, we have something extremely topical. We have Scott Stallings and his wife, Jen. But maybe not the Scott Stallings that you're used to us talking about most of the time. Scott, Jen, how are you two doing?
We're doing great. Thank you for having us on.
You're very welcome. You have been at the center of this social media storm, if you will, since Monday, where, let me let you tell the story, because I have no place in this whatsoever. You guys are the ones that are super important and the main characters to this story. So, Scott, go ahead and tell the world and our listeners what exactly happened to you.
Well, I'll try to take it from the beginning because that's where it starts. So back in August, we bought a condo here in St. Simons Island as a vacation rental. So it's been leased out for the most time all the way up to this point. And the first week of January was open. And we thought, well, let's not let it go to waste. Let's go have a little, take a week of time off. So we drove down on New Year's Eve and we get to the condo and Jenny goes up to unlock the door and take the dog in. And I take some luggage and I carry it up and Jenny yells down to me. She said, "We just got a package from the Masters. You've been invited to go to the Masters."
And well, so I thought we were invited to attend.
It was totally official. It was the Masters envelope. It was the Masters green. It was branded Masters. And so we were thinking, oh, God, we've been wanting to get tickets forever. And we've tried the lotto a couple of times, no success. But then, Jenny read the letter closer and it basically
said, "Scott Stallings, you are invited to play. Not we are going to attend, but it's you are going to play.
You're going to play and compete in the Masters."
And so, I'm like, what?
So, first glance and first reaction was, oh my gosh, I can't believe this. I mean, we were just stunned. Our mouths just flew right open.
Shock. Total shock.
But that only lasted for a few minutes when we knew that there was another Scott Stallings. We followed Scott Stallings, player.
Yeah.
And we're like, okay, well, maybe he has a place down here and they just sent it to the wrong place. And
sure.
But
we were both a little nervous about having this in our possession. It was kind of, I mean, we were like, oh my God, this is from the Masters. Like,
it's not mine, even though my name's on it.
I mean,
it's from the Masters.
It was like holding gold and, it's like, oh,
yes.
But, yeah. It was New Year's Eve. We had plans to go to dinner. We had the evening plan. It was already 5 o'clock in the afternoon. So we put the information on our dining room table, got ready, went out, had a good time. Next morning comes around, it's New Year's Day, we're watching football games, we're doing everything that everybody does on a New Year's Day. And it wasn't till that evening we kept on looking at that ticket and that invitation. And we're like, we really should try to find out how to get it to them. So at that point, Jenny took my phone and went on Instagram and found them on Instagram and then did a direct message to them saying, "Hey, this is Scott Stallings. My wife's name is also Jenny or Jennifer."
Which let me interrupt real quick, I think is one of those little pieces of the story that goes under the radar, that not only is your name Scott, but your wife's name is Jen and his wife's name is Jen as well.
Right.
I mean,
that's where we think so much of the confusion came when when it was accidentally mailed to a previous management company, sports management company that
was one block away from
one block away that is still okay. Here. He doesn't use them anymore, but they've moved offices. Well, I think the closest Scott and Jenny Stallings to them is right here. Like, we're like a block away.
I mean,
so they slapped the label on it and said, they're right up the street.
Yeah, there, give it to these guys.
Give it to them.
So it was crazy. And when we sent the direct message to them, we put as much detail as we could about the invitation. And then about an hour later, he responds with a crying, laughing emoji, you know, like, yeah, this, I don't believe you.
He thought it was fake.
This is fake. You're scamming me, whatever.
He's told us, we've since learned that his buddy said, hey, make sure you're checking your DMs from people that don't follow you, that aren't your friends, you know, from strangers like us. So he did. He went out there. He's like, all right, let me go check all these messages that people want to reach me at. And
our name popped up.
And then he sees Scott Stallings.
A message
Stallings.
From Scott Stallings. Yeah. So that's when he opened it up. And at first,
I think he was testing us to see if we were real.
So
we talked.
We were talking. We're like, he absolutely doesn't believe us. He thinks this is a scam. So that's when we took pictures of the invitation, the letter.
We kind of.
Everything, the envelope that it came in, the calligraphy of his name on it. And then we sent that to him. And I said, look, this is real. Here's my phone number. Give me a call. I just want to know how to get it in your hands.
Yeah.
So he did call us that evening, but we had our phones on do not disturb after 8 p.m. It was like 9:15 when we got the call. Yeah.
He's in Hawaii. So we had a time difference.
Okay,
so
sure.
We went to bed thinking nothing of it. Got up next morning. I see I have a voicemail from Scott Stallings. And I was like, okay, this is great. So I listened to it. And then he said, yes, this is the other Scott Stallings. And, oh, God, I'm so grateful you have my invitation. Thank you for getting in touch with me. Well, I tried to call him back, got his voicemail. And then our phones started just going crazy. We were getting she has her Instagram notifications on, so she was going zzz, 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 and we were like, what's
and
going on?
That never, like, that my phone does not do that. I am not that social media psychotic guru that has 50,000 messages coming in. You know, it doesn't happen.
So it wasn't until we opened up one of those messages, and it basically Scott had reposted our direct message. He tweeted it out. And that's, we were not even on Twitter.
We weren't.
That's how I saw it first in an Instagram story. And, you know, my mind goes right to, like, the Masters takes care of everything. They are so meticulous. Not a blade of grass. Attention to detail is what you think of when you think of Augusta National. And then this happens.
Yeah,
I think the groundskeepers are very deep, but somewhere along the way, whoever's handling
somewhere in the back office, there is a lonely.
Well, maybe there used to be someone in the back. Yeah, it used to be.
I'm sure. That's not the case,
I'm sure they take care of their own.
But would not be ideal.
Anyway, we finally got in touch with them, or he called us and. It was about 11. He said, sorry, I'm just waking up. I'm in Hawaii, which is 7 hours away. So it's 11 o'clock. So it was probably 5 o'clock his time. And he said, thank you. And his wife was on the phone. So we were all four of us were on and just had a great conversation. And he said, yes, I'll send you my email address. I mean, my mailing address. Yeah. And we can go from there. And so that's what we did. So the next day.
Yeah. Well, I wanted it out of my hands. I mean, as much as people are like, don't mail it back to him. Make Augusta mail another one. I was like, no. Oh.
I mean, you know, hindsight 2020, it'd been nice to frame it somewhere and have it in the, you know, in an office. But, you know, that we just.
It wasn't ours.
It's the right thing to do.
We're the right thing
kind of people. Yeah. And, I was just happy to get it back in his hands.
We did try and there was some in this packet. There's some pretty detailed information. So we called the two people that
on
said
the letter,
if you have any questions, Or, you know, because they make you RSVP. I didn't know correct. If you do that. Well, yeah. So I was like, well, let's call the person that we're supposed to RSVP to. and no answer at either person. So we
I'm not going to, I didn't want to leave a voicemail, but we did try to call him. So.
Because that was our first thought, is if we could reach the masters and let them
maybe
know.
Maybe they could get another one to them, or we could get a corrected address or something.
Get in touch with him and say, hey, sorry, but your invite's going to be a little late. Because, you know, but instead we had to figure out a way to reach him directly. So.
Yeah, well, what I was going to ask is, so there's been no communication from Augusta National at all?
No.
Okay.
No, but we have learned since that if we do get a phone call, basically it's like having God call us. So we're like, God's clearly not going to call us. So
we'll have to talk to communicate to God in other methods, I guess.
Yeah. So that conversation with Scott seemed like it went over super smooth. I mean, I'm sure he was more than appreciative of it falling into good people's hands, honestly, because you know, like you said, there is some very sensitive information in there that is really for tour pro eyes only.
Only, correct. Right. Yes. Yeah.
So it's, he was definitely, I think we took a weight off his shoulders because all of his friends that were getting their invitations were posting it on social media saying, hey, I just got my invitation to the Masters. And he's looking at his mailbox and nothing's come. And then the real funny thing is that he thought his wife confiscated the package or intercepted it and was going to give it to him for Christmas. Well, then Christmas comes around, all the kids are opening the packages and he's looking around just waiting for his invitation to appear.
No,
and so he approached his wife and said,
Where's my last present? You know, like
and she said, I honestly don't have it.
She said, I 1,000% do not have it.
So,
and then he said, all of a sudden I went into
panic.
How do I approach the Masters about this? Because he knew how to reach him, but he's like, what do I say? Like, what do I ask? Am I still allowed to play? Like, how do I handle this?
Why didn't I get
come
mine?
Across?
Yeah, I wonder if he had a time frame of saying, okay, well, I'll wait another week and then I'll be like, hey, I qualified through, you know, section 13, 14, and 15. What's going on here?
Yeah, he said he kept checking the website to make sure his name was still there to play. He's like, okay, this is crazy. Why haven't I gotten mine?
Maybe they pulled it for whatever reason. And I don't know.
The letter's dated December 20th. So we got it on New Year's Eve. That's a long time.
For
an overnight package. So.
Now, you mentioned before that you had followed him, obviously, you know, somebody famous in our little niche of a world, you know, with the same name is kind of coincidental. Are you two both golfers?
We do golf.
Yes. I thought you meant him and Scott.
Scott is a golfer.
We do it for fun. We are not great, but he's way better than me. But we have a lot of fun. I know I can hit the ball.
We definitely don't take it seriously.
Sure.
Gotcha.
Usually we have a 6-pack carried with us when we go, so we blame it on the beer.
Well, and St. Simons is a phenomenal place to do that, and there are some amazing courses out that way.
Right. Yeah.
Well, what's funny is that is what. Early November, they had the RMS Classic here.
Yeah, RSM. Yep.
And we were down here that same time, but we didn't know that Scott was in that tournament. So he was, and that's another reason we thought, well, this might just be mistaken because he was recently here. Maybe his family. I think his family
has a house here.
It's just kind of crazy.
Yeah.
So I know you've been asked this question, but. You know, our listeners are going to say, why didn't you ask him this when you had him on?
Sure.
Did you give any thought to April 2nd showing up that, you know, that first practice round, clubs in tow, maybe a caddy, and just say, hey, here's my invite. I told you I was coming. I'm here.
Yeah, it absolutely played in our head, at least my head.
He mentioned when I told him you won you got an invitation to play in the Masters. He looked at me. I swear he just was, I could tell what he was thinking. It's like 1,000 miles an hour of, oh my God, I'm going to play in Augusta. Like, and I'm just watching him. And he's like,
we need to go to the range.
That's the first thing he said. We need to go to the range. And I'm thinking, why? We're not going to the Masters. So, but he had mentally checked out of that dream. Yes.
Tell me, this is a dream that I think anybody that even picked up a club in their life, that would be the ultimate place to go.
I let him dream for, I think, about 10 seconds.
But then brought him back to reality.
Come with me.
She popped my balloon. And
come with me back down to earth.
Yeah. All right. So I'm sure that you've seen on Instagram and Twitter, all these people come out of the woodwork, you know, pro golfer Scott Stallings, you should give them this and that and fly them to Augusta and they should be, you know, inside the rope, stuff like that.
Lifetime tickets and all of those stuff.
I think people are that's even hard to
understand. To me, I know it was a mistake and maybe on several different levels that could have easily been avoided. We were not expecting anything out of this. Hey, if something comes of it, we'll be more than appreciative.
Well, something did come of it and we are very appreciative.
So basically Scott offered us to, he's joint having us go to the practice rounds on Monday and Tuesday and taking us to dinner on Monday. So, that in itself, even to be able to go on to meet him and go on the course, that's a lottery and that's a bucket list checked off.
Yeah.
And not only meet him, but have this connection, which honestly, he'll be telling his grandkids about this story, you know, in the future.
Ours already know about it and they're, because we're older than he is. You know, we're the original Scott.
Scott said before, he said, you know, pro golfer Scott Stallings said, hey, this is the other Scott Stallings. So maybe that's how you need to start, you know, referencing. Hey, I'm Scott Stallings. You're the other Scott Stallings.
Him as the other Scott Stallings. Yes.
Yeah. You have the original and then the other. So.
Yes. Now, have you been to Augusta before?
No.
Yeah, the Costco.
Costco.
The Costco. That's as close as we've gotten to that place.
But we've passed by the entrance, and you know. That's about as much.
You don't get to go in. You know, they don't just let you in.
Yeah.
Go to Costco. It's really? Yeah. I can't come in?
Well, I tell you what, you are both in for a treat walking the grounds, and you know, you're going to experience it as a VIP, which, you know, I've been before and I've been lucky enough to go twice. And just being on grounds is incredible. I can't imagine having that, you know, intimate personal connection with somebody that can kind of even show you the ins and outs of the place while you're there.
Yeah, we're super excited.
We're beside ourselves.
It's definitely, we're having an outer body experience these last few days. I mean, if you could put yourself in our shoes, we're just two normal people that came down to get some rest. And the next thing we know, our world is literally turned upside down.
I could have written this story if I tried.
Yeah, we have not left this sofa in 3 days.
I'm assuming the media crush has been next to insane, would you say?
Yes. Yeah, pretty close.
Yeah. And we're trying to, you know, I mean, we don't have a media manager. We're kids. Like, we're not kids, we're old, but we're kids at this. Like, we don't have experience. So, we're doing our best to accommodate everybody because everybody loves the story. We love the story. It's a great story. It's definitely not anything that we ever expected, but it's a good, fun, crazy story for us.
And honestly, like with all the negativity in the news, like this is just incredible and people want to hear about it. So I got to ask you, go ahead.
It was like the first day of the new year.
Yeah.
And for this to come out at that time, kind of kicks 2023 off to a good start. And I agree, there's not enough feel-good stories out there.
Yeah, there's not. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's the truth because, you know, this doesn't sell, if you will. Although I know our listeners are going to just blow their minds when they hear this. I didn't put anything out there that we were doing this or whatnot. I'm going to, you know, drop it tonight and put it on Instagram. And they're going to be like, are you kidding me? Like, that's awesome. Where's the furthest media, you know, place that's reached out to you? Have you gotten people overseas?
The BBC. Yes. London.
Oh, wow.
Australia.
We have a call with them on Sunday morning at 5 a.m. So that's going to be a little challenge. They have a special show that they highlight good
heroes,
top, you know, positive sports.
To us, heroes are firefighters and police officers and nurses and doctors, sure. Not people that
not really
return something that's not theirs. You know?
Well, you're the other Scott Stallings hero.
There you go.
Go ahead.
No, it's just that you asked the furthest, but Australia, we've had a couple things from there, and then India. So yeah, it definitely
it's grown legs grew, for sure.
So
yeah, and I'm sure we'll continue to do so, you know, as well, and probably revisit it again as we get closer to the Masters.
Yeah,
that's well. So everybody that's talking to us lately, you know, since they've learned that we're going and we're going to have dinner with him and we're going to the practice rounds, they've all said we really, really, they want to get of something with all of us together, you know, the Stallings and the Stallings. So I have awesome. A feeling we'll have more of that there just because it's a great continuation of the story. And then of course the ultimate end to the story for us and the and our Scott prediction. Is that he wins the Masters.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Just that would be like God singing.
Yeah, the skies would part, the angels would come out. Yeah, that's awesome. So, well, look, I want to be super mindful of your time because I know how busy y'all are. We have a big contingent. I'm in Northeast Pennsylvania. But we have a big contingent of Southern listeners, and I know you're a realtor. And honestly, plug yourself. Tell them where to find you, where they can reach out to you. If people are in need of housing, I know you're in the Atlanta area. I have very good friends in the Woodstock area. So plug yourself.
Yeah, we're Atlanta. Yeah. So yes.
So we are with the Atlanta Fine Homes, Sotheby's International Realty, based in Atlanta. Our team is actually called the Stallings team. So if you look up the Stallings team, it's you can find us if you're looking for some real estate. We actually, our daughter lives up in northern Pennsylvania.
Oh, where at?
Yeah, she. Oh, what's the
oh,
name?
Oh boy.
Right but she lives on a
I'll
three. Her and her husband have a 300-acre property up there with horses and.
Oh, geez.
Everything. So she's all set up. So.
Very cool.
In New Park.
New Park.
Oh, I don't know where that is.
Yeah, it's out in the country somewhere.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm in a little town too. No one knows about it, yeah. So I'm always like, oh, I'm 30 minutes from here. And they're like, oh, I know that place.
Yeah.
So. No, we definitely the real estate market in Atlanta is very good and is continuing to be good for 2023. So we expect to have a pretty busy year again. So
yeah,
awesome.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on the realty. Congratulations on this story growing legs. I love it. And honestly, from the rest of the golf world, thank you for just being such great people out there.
Hey, we appreciate it.
It's our pleasure.
it comes naturally, I hope.
Awesome. All right, people. So either get busy golfing or get busy dying.